Hello, Warrior Kings, and welcome to the Warrior Kings podcast. I'm your host, Michael Riggs, here to assist you on your journey to unlocking masculinity, manliness, and the warrior spirit within and overall leveling up your life. So again, welcome. It's good to have you here today. It's good to be here today. If you're on the video version of this, I might look a little beat up because I just had a wrestling match with two of my sons. And yeah, I think they won. They pretty much jumped on my head. So I hope you guys are well wherever you're finding this, wherever you're listening to this. I hope that you are on your way to leveling up every aspect of your life. If you're new here, my name is Michael Riggs. I'm a full-time author, artist, and entrepreneur, husband, and father of five. And I say all of the things that most men don't want to hear. So if that's not your thing, definitely don't subscribe to this podcast and stick around. But hey, if it is, if you want to level up every aspect of your life as a man, that's what we do here on the Warrior Kings podcast. And this is mainly a solo podcast. It's me just teaching, but soon we're going to have some guests on here, and I'm really excited about that. So be looking forward to that. So what have I been up to? I have actually started yet another business. It's a woodworking business making serving boards, charcuterie boards, different wood things that have to do with like culinary and serving and things like that. It's more of a way for me to work with my hands more than it is to make money. It's something to keep me busy, to allow my mind to detach from the chaos every once in a while. So I'm working with my hands a lot more doing that. It's a lot of fun. And yeah, just trying to get better and better every single day. That's pretty much what I've been up to, trying to get my mindset right, get myself into the right place, looking towards the future, looking forward to even more of my dreams coming true. You know, that's what it's all about, just getting better and better every single day, even if it's just a little bit every day. Because if I'm not better than I was yesterday, then what the heck am I doing, right? So we are in this together. So I was thinking about this kind of funny story from a long time ago when I was just a wee lad, just a little teenager, a little sprout that I'm going to share with you right now. So I'm over at my friend's house and he's having this huge party. I mean, probably one of the bigger parties that we had, and we partied all the time because we were musicians. We played in a band, toured in a band, and that's pretty much what we did 24/7. And in the nighttime hours, it was partying. So really, really big party, tons of people over. And I mean, like inside the house, out in the front yard, backyard, people partying everywhere. And just hanging out, you know, and I'm kind of out in the front yard for a minute and we see police lights coming, like red and blue lights flashing coming down the road. And one of my friends stops. He's like, oh, everybody get inside. So everybody just kind of slowly starts moving inside. You know, it's one doorway and a lot of people, so everybody's moving inside. And my friend is running like front to back of the house, like, everybody get inside and hide. So suddenly this house is packed full of people, with a lot of them kind of huddled in the living room wondering what's going on. And one of the older guys, one of our older friends, said, don't worry, I got this. They're not going to come in the house. Just everybody hide and turn off all the lights, and I'll tell them that I was having to get together with some buddies and it's over now, no big deal. So everybody's like, okay, good idea. So you have to figure. So I'm watching this police car ride up the road, like I can visibly see it. And there's no way he didn't see this massive party going on at this house. Like, you probably could have seen it a mile away. So there's a party and then suddenly the party disappears and it's dead silent. And I'm sure he's watching this entire thing. So at this point, I'm just exhausted. You know, I probably had a little bit too much, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't want to see anybody, deal with anybody while all this was going on. So I went to one of the bedrooms and I opened it, and luckily nobody had hid in that bedroom. Like, nobody was in there, and that bedroom had bunk beds in it. And I really didn't want to see anybody or talk to anybody, so I closed the door with the light off. I climbed up on the top bunk and just kind of laid down, hearing the one guy at the door talking to the cop. Eventually I hear the party kind of kick back up again. The police officer, I think, was like, just keep it down, you know, that sort of thing. Like, he probably didn't really care that there was a party. He probably just had to do his job and check it out. So the party starts going again, but I stay in the bed because the earth is spinning, you know. And at a certain point, the door opens and I hear my friend, whose house it is, on the phone with his girlfriend. So I'm like, at that point, I'm trying to be quiet because he came in abruptly and then closed the door, and he's like talking on the phone with her. And I hear him lay down on the bottom bunk and he starts crying, sobbing, crying like, I'm just not good enough for you. And he did this when he would get intoxicated, you know what I'm saying? And he would get emotional and call his girlfriend and stuff like that. And I had seen him do it before, but this time he didn't know I was there because I was hiding on the top bunk, basically trying not to even breathe because I don't want to embarrass him. And also, it's too late. I should have announced myself a long time ago. And so he's sobbing on the phone with his girlfriend. I'm just not good enough for you. You should find something better. All this kind of stuff. And then suddenly I got the tickle in my throat like I had to cough. So I'm like, I'm just trying to hold it. I'm like, and then I kind of buried my face into the pillow next to me and, you know, coughed. And he stops. He freezes on the phone mid-cry. And he's like, hello? Is somebody there? So I just got up, climbed down from the bunk bed. And I was like, oh, sorry, dude. I fell asleep. And then he got all mad. He's like, that's messed up. I didn't even know that you were in there. And there's no real climax to that story. That was pretty much it. But I thought I would share that with you. The funniest part of the story to me is that there was this giant party that suddenly disappeared when the police showed up, and how funny they probably thought that that was, because they're not stupid. You know what I'm saying? Like, party, no party. Everybody's definitely hiding. But anyways, today we are going to be talking about wisdom and the wise man and how to cultivate wisdom as a man, which is something that I'm still doing myself. I'm not here to tell you that I'm the wise man, but we're going to be talking about how to obtain wisdom, how to cultivate wisdom, what that means and all that sort of stuff. So let's dive right into it. So I want you to imagine a scenario for me. And this comes from my book, Warrior King. If you've already read that book, you already know this story. But it's a party, and it's a way classier party than the one I was just talking about. I'm talking about a really classy, nice party. Everybody's dressed up. The decor is nice. It's probably in like a really big house. Lots of successful people around. And at this party, there's a long table. And at this table on both sides are two rows of people that are having a debate. They're going back and forth, arguing their points. One side of the table argues their point. The other side of the table argues theirs. And at the head of the table sits a wise man, an elderly wise man, and everybody knows that he's wise. His hair and his beard are peppered and gray with time. His eyes are as deep as an ocean. Everybody always goes to this guy when they need advice or guidance for whatever they're facing in their life. It's very well known that this guy pretty much knows it all. Everybody views this guy as a trustable, respectable, honorable, wise man. And the debate that breaks out at the table, this happens to be a subject that the wise man at the head of the table is very learned in. He knows a lot about this subject. He spent a lot of time studying it, learning it. One might even say that he knows everything there is to know about the subject that they're arguing back and forth. So the wise man at the head of the table is taking in the scene before him. Now I gotta ask you, how does he respond? Knowing everything that he knows about the subject at hand, is he just simply waiting for his turn to speak? Is he not listening to a word that anybody has to say? Is he just trying to get a word in edgewise? Is he barking back at people and saying, no, you're wrong. You don't know what you're talking about. Let me explain it to you like this. Is he being loud and rude? Is he cutting people off in their speech? We've all known a guy like that, right? If it's not you, we've all known that person that's just waiting for their turn to speak. They're interjecting. They're cutting people off. They know better than you do about everything. Is that the wise man? That's what I'm asking you. And the answer to that question is no. He's not just waiting for his turn to speak. He's not cutting people off when they're talking. He's not trying to argue back at them. He's not responding in any way that anybody else at that table is responding to try and be right. You understand what I'm saying? So imagine for me, what is the wise man doing? Well, he's just sitting there and listening. Wise men listen more than they speak, and that's why they are wise. Because if you're not listening, you're not learning. And if you're not learning, ultimately, you will never be the wise man. If the wise man already assumed that he knew everything there was to say about the subject, and if he was just cutting people off in their speech or interjecting or trying to argue back at them, he wouldn't have the opportunity to learn or learn a new perspective or learn anything new about that subject. He's wise enough to know to listen first and then respond, to be slow to speak, slow to respond, and most importantly, to listen. Wise men never assume that they already know everything about everything, even if they are wise. And that's why they're constantly and consistently gaining new wisdom, new perspectives, new viewpoints. He takes in the scene before him. He listens to every argument at the table so that he can respond effectively in the end. He never assumes, not even once, that one of those people at that table could shut him down at any minute if he were to respond and they had a better point. You understand what I'm saying? Wise men listen, and they listen intently. They study your face and your body language and the content of every word that you're saying. Then they come to the best conclusion that they can based on what they have learned from the content of your words. Then they respond. Notice I said what they have learned from the content of your words. They combine what they have just learned, they ingest it, and then they combine that with the experience and wisdom that they have attained over time, smush those things together, and then they respond. They're slow to respond. Then they have the opportunity to respond effectively. And like I said, they make their best assumption based on what they have learned from the content of your words and their own wisdom, because they have learned from listening at the table, right? Wise men are always listening, and that's why they're wise. And we'll be right back right after this quick spiel. Thank you guys. Stick around. Hey, what's up, dudes? I'm just cutting in here for just a minute before we get back into the episode. If you didn't know, this podcast is sort of an expansion of my book, Warrior King, a Unlocking Masculinity, Manliness, and the Warrior Spirit Within. This book has 7 levels to teach you how to be your fully optimized, super awesome self as a man, what it means to be a man, what it means to be a man in this confusing modern age. The 7 levels in the book are the primal, the listener, the wise man, the lover, the protector, the warrior, and the king. You can get this book right now in paperback, ebook, or an audiobook. It has an audiobook version now with digital voice. I'm not a huge fan of the digital voice, to be honest with you, but that does exist so that you can just listen to it wherever you are, on your way to work, on a weekend, something like that. You got some free time and you want to absorb some awesome information about how to be a super awesome dude, you can get this book in audiobook as well. But there is a paperback and an ebook if you like to hold a physical copy, a real book like this, or if you just want to read it on your phone, grab the ebook. But yeah, man, if you're into that, check it out. And let's get right back into this episode. All right, welcome back. Wise men never impatiently wait for their turn to speak. They don't automatically assume that they know everything about everything. So why am I talking about this? What does this have to do with anything? Well, I don't want you to be an asshole. I don't want you to be a douchebag. If you are the guy who just impatiently waits for his turn to speak and you don't take the time to listen to other people because you already assume that you know what they're going to say, or you already think that you know better than them, you have some work to do, bro. Like I said, wise men are slow to speak, slow to respond, and most importantly, they listen. Listening is so important, especially when it comes to obtaining and cultivating wisdom over time. And if we're talking about masculinity, since one of the main themes on this podcast is masculinity, the wise man trait plays a huge part in that being slow to speak, slow to respond, and most importantly, listening. Approaching every circumstance and every challenge in life as a wise man would, being slow to respond. The loudest man in the room is often the dumbest man in the room. Fools automatically assume that they know everything about everything, and they're often the loudest. Have you ever noticed that? The loudest man in the room is often the dumbest man in the room, the know-it-all, the guy who's boastful and loud and talks down on other people. That's often the dumbest guy in the room. Now, I know I talk a lot here, but that's kind of my job. This is a podcast. I'm talking to you and teaching you. But if you were to talk to me like at a gathering or a get together or at an event or something like that, any type of social situation, I'm very quiet. I listen and I listen intently. I listen to what everybody is saying. Every once in a while, I'll respond when I feel like it's appropriate. But most of the time, I'm listening because I have learned to do that. And I often observe other guys not listening, waiting for their turn to speak, being loud, being obnoxious, cutting people off, interjecting and assuming that they're the smartest guy in the room. Little do they know, I probably am. I'm just kidding. But yeah, man, give it a try. Just start listening. When there's a debate, when you're having an argument with someone, especially when you're having an argument with someone, this could be hugely beneficial. Like, listen to their side, listen to them intently, consider their words, consider the fact that their perspective might bring some new light to what you think you already know. And this listening will also allow you to develop more empathy, especially when it comes to conflict and disagreements and stuff like that. Listening is beneficial to every aspect of your life, especially when it comes to your relationships with other people, how you present yourself, that being slow to speak, slow to respond, and most importantly, listening. Sorry, I'm losing my words here. Sometimes I get ahead of myself, but yeah, with how you present yourself, you know, like I said, that wise man is calm and reserved. He's sitting at the head of the table, taking in the scene. He's not arguing with anybody or telling them that they're wrong, right? I know a guy, and I'm not going to name him because I don't want to embarrass him, but anytime that there's a social situation, say a family gathering, a get together, a party, and there are people talking in the room, he keeps his arms crossed most of the time, eyes closed when other people are speaking. I'm not making this up. He keeps his eyes closed, and when someone else is speaking, he nods his head and goes, yep, yep, mm-hmm, okay, yep, all right. And he is the most impatient social person I've ever been around in my life. But knowing him, I know that he already thinks that he knows everything about everything, even when he doesn't. I'm not sure why that is, because most of the time he's wrong when he does speak. And that's okay with me. I'm not there to like battle him or anything. Like I said, most of the time I'm just listening and observing and learning. Another thing that he does is that interjecting and cutting people off and trying to get his point. And he's just waiting for his turn to speak. I've even seen him do this to his wife where she's talking and be like, yep, yep, okay, okay, okay. And literally shuts her up so that he can speak. And it's terribly disrespectful and rude. It makes me sad when I see it. But this guy doesn't know the massive consequences that this is having in his life because one, people don't want to hang out with him or talk to him because they think that he's super rude. Another consequence to that is that he's not learning anything. He's not learning anything new, and he will never have the chance to respond effectively, taking into account the perspective of everybody else, what he has learned from the content of their words, combining it with his own wisdom and what he does know, and then responding effectively, right? He thinks that he's the wise man. He's actually the fool. So like I said, the loudest man in the room is often the dumbest man in the room. Wise men listen, and they listen intently. They study your face and your body language and the content of everything that you're saying. Then they make their best assumption from what they have learned from the content of your words and the wisdom and experience that they have attained over time. Then they respond. So if you want to be the wise man someday, if you want to cultivate the wisdom trait, if you want to be that old guy that everybody looks up to and comes to for advice when they're facing challenges and struggles and circumstances in life, then the first step to begin doing that is listen, and listen intently. Be slow to speak, slow to respond, and most importantly, listen. Older wise men throughout history offered guidance to men and young men. They gave them advice. They led them. They gave them wisdom. They told them stories of caution, cautionary tales, stuff like that, you know? And I feel like that's something that's missing in our modern society. Very few of us have the wise man in our life, be it our dad, grandpa, a friend, a neighbor, you know, that older wise man. We don't have that most of the time anymore. And being that that's missing from our society, I feel, and the importance of that, I think that we need to move in the direction of being that for the next generations, right? We are going to be the wise men, the older wise men who offer them guidance and lead them in their lives, offer them wisdom, teach them lessons about life. That's going to be us. That's going to be you. That's going to be me. We need to be moving in the direction of making that a thing again. The wise old man, the Merlin, right? Masculinity is bestowed, and wise men bestow it. There is no rite of passage anymore. There is no initiation into manhood. So in order to have that masculinity bestowed, we need to be the wise men teaching the young men how to be men. And to be able to do that, first we have to learn to be wise men, to be masculine men, what it means to be a man, what we're even going to teach these guys, right? So we need to begin listening and learning all the time. We need to begin absorbing information and experience. And what that is ultimately is wisdom. And most importantly, we need to not be idiots. We need to be better and better in our lives. We need to be seeking being the best possible versions of ourselves. I mean, if we could get every guy in the world to do that, to try to get better and better every single day, imagine the world in a few generations. Now, I know that that's impossible. There's a lot of idiots in the world. Not everybody wants to be better, right? But you want to be better and I want to be better. I don't know, man. Maybe we can start a chain reaction, inspiring others to be better in their lives by being better ourselves, right? Kind of setting the example, and especially setting the example to those younger guys of what a good, honest, honorable, super awesome dude looks like. And it starts with us. The wise man is needed in this world. We need more wise men in this world. We need more men with that wise man trait. So start listening, start learning, start absorbing experience and information. Seek knowledge and wisdom every single day. Constantly and consistently build upon that. And a great starting place to start obtaining wisdom is Proverbs in the Bible. Highly recommend it. Read Proverbs. It'll blow your mind if you haven't read it already. Even if you're not a Christian, so much wisdom in the book of Proverbs in the Bible. And there was a king in the Bible who is said to be the most wise man who ever lived. His name was King Solomon. And when he inherited his father's kingdom, God came to him in a dream and he said, I'll give you anything you want. You want riches, I'll give you riches. You want land, I'll give you land. Basically offered him anything that he wanted because he was the heir, right? And instead of asking for riches or land or anything that his mind could imagine from God himself, Solomon asked for wisdom, and the wisdom to be able to lead his people and lead his kingdom effectively. So because he didn't ask for riches or land or anything that his mind could imagine, he just asked for wisdom that would benefit his people. God rewarded him in the end with riches, with land, with everything he could possibly imagine in the end. It all just came to him because he had the wisdom to value wisdom over anything else. And if you dive into Proverbs, you'll hear about how important wisdom is as well. Because if I'm correct here, it's believed that most of Proverbs was written by King Solomon himself. And the way that I read Proverbs is like a father talking to a son. And if you didn't have a dad in your life or a strong dad in your life, it's super awesome to read. Because if you read it like that, it's like your dad is a king and he's bestowing this wisdom upon you that's going to benefit you in the rest of your life. And I've gotten so much wisdom from the book of Proverbs and also from the story of King Solomon. I'm not going to give you any twists in that, but read Kings, and I'm not a Bible scholar or anything. everything, but wherever else he is in the Bible. Super crazy story, lots of twists and turns when it comes to King Solomon. But remember, be slow to speak, slow to respond, and most importantly, listen. So thank you guys so much for watching and listening today. It was awesome to talk to you today. I hope that you got something out of this. I hope that this inspired you in some way to level up some aspect of your life. Like I said, we're getting better and better every single day, a little bit at a time. We'll never be perfect, but the better we are in our lives, the better we are. You know what I'm saying? Not much more to say about that, but like I said, it's super awesome to have you here today. If you enjoy this content, definitely like, subscribe, stick around. If you're on one of the podcasting platforms, definitely drop a review. That's how we reach more listeners. If you're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anything like that, leave some stars on there. And I really, really appreciate it because it is my mission to reach as many men all over the world with this podcast to inspire them to level up every aspect of their lives. So I really, really appreciate you guys helping me do that. Also, if you want to donate towards the production of this podcast, there's a link down there in the description called Buy Me a Coffee where you can donate money towards this podcast to help us keep doing it. I really appreciate you guys for donating on there. But hey, man, I'm going to keep doing this anyways, and I'm just happy that you're here receiving this information. Now get out there and kill it, crush it, keep following your dreams, never give up for anything, pursue your calling relentlessly, do not stop. I love you, I'm proud of you, and you're going to do great things in this life, man. I really, truly believe it. Thank you, guys. Bye.